Still Life in Yellow, written by The Lady of Shalott, 1989, and read by K-Burb. This is a heated rivalry fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Kip/Scott. "You did that," Kip mumbled against Scott's lips as Scott drove him back, hard, into the locker room wall. They'd bolted the second they could, the second the cameras had cut, the second Scott could peel away from his teammates, who were still roaring in the distance, drunk on victory, in the noise and the fame that Scott, apparently, had no interest in sharing. Because of him. Because of Kip. Really. What was Kip doing here? Here in Scott Hunter's locker room, being kissed senseless against a wall. But if Kip were being totally honest with himself, he and Scott were also celebrating. A different kind of celebration, sure. A more private version, although no less revelatory. Revelatory? Oh, yes. That was definitely the right word for what was happening right now. Yes, absolutely that. Come to think of it, Kip very much hoped Scott's teammates would have the foresight to understand not to disturb them once they realized he was no longer on the ice. His own friends weren't so subtle. He could feel his phone buzzing nonstop in his pocket. He really should silence it, but his hands were a bit preoccupied at the moment. No time. And anyway, it made a certain kind of sense. Because Scott had kissed him. Yes, him, Kip. For everyone to see. Live on television. Eat your heart out, folks. Eat your heart out, Dad. Oh. Oh, fuck. Maybe let's not think about that right now. "You did that," Kip said again, incredulously. His voice cracked on the last syllable. He thought about wincing. That should have been embarrassing, right? But his body wouldn't allow it. More important things were distracting it. Obviously. Scott let out a shaky breath, hot air warm against the rasp of stubble at Kip's jaw. "I did do that, didn't I?" The corner of his lips curled up as his teeth grazed Kip's bottom lip. "I did that. You're welcome." Kip laughed. "I don't recall saying thank you." "It was implied." Kip tilted his head, briefly interrupting their locked lips. He raised a brow. "A bold statement from someone who waited nearly 3 years to make our relationship public." Kip, finally, winced. Speaking of bold, it had just sort of slipped out. "Well, fuck." "Kip," Scott said, a subtle crease forming in the furrow of his brow. His firm grip loosened on the back of Kip's head. A sliver of space, very, very unwelcome, grew between them. "Well, that wasn't ideal. An understatement, definitely." "You have every right to be mad." Kip stilled. His eyes remained fixed on Scott's. He refused to look away. "Maybe I am a little mad." He took a step forward. Scott remained rooted in place. Kip brought his hands to Scott's shoulders. He stood up as straight as he could, straining for more height. Scott's head drooped down. Their foreheads touched. Squeezing his eyes shut, Kip said, "I am a little mad." It was true. Kip knew it. Scott knew it. Kip had spent years pining after this unbearably beautiful, terribly frustrating man, cursing him for giving him so much, and then snatching it back just as suddenly. Oh, for the love of, why couldn't he think? Nothing would come. He was smarter than this, wasn't he? "I waited a really long time," Kip said, if only to keep himself from spiraling. He inhaled, his shoulders raising with it, then exhaled, deep. He paused, letting the moment linger between them, making Scott wait for once, even if only for the shortest of whiles. Kip sighed. "But I still want to kiss you," he said. The shortest short of whiles, apparently. "Is that so bad?" It was Scott's turn to laugh, a deep and husky sound. God, Kip had missed that laugh. He missed it so very much that he waited for the rumble of Scott's laugh to fade before he fulfilled his great want. He waited to count Scott's heartbeats, which he could feel through his hands, still resting on Scott's broad shoulders. He waited to breathe in Scott's scent, more pungent than usual following a heated game. Scott always smelled sour and sweet all at once, reminding Kip of a classical painting of a bowl of mixed fruit, apples and lemons, bananas and limes. Kip waited a moment longer, just to fix that image in his mind's eye. Then a few more seconds for good measure. Okay, that was enough waiting. Kip opened his eyes. He jerked his head up, finding Scott's lips once more. This time, Kip brought his hands to the back of Scott's head. Kip scraped his chewed to nub fingernails through Scott's thick whorls of hair, still damp with sweat. He, Kip, parted his lips, wide and hungry, to slip his tongue into Scott's waiting mouth. Kip's unrelenting need coated him from head to toe, like an artist loading a wet brush with color, bright and unmistakable. Yellow. It had to be yellow. And dragging it in long, confident strokes from the place where their mouths met, sweeping down Kip's throat as Scott followed, planting kisses like delicate dabs of paint, each one bleeding into the next, dripping lower and lower until the color pooled warm in his belly, settling just beneath it, exactly where no one would expect, exactly where it belonged. "No, it's not bad," Scott said, answering Kip's question. Fuck, Kip had forgotten the question. What had he said again? "But I still want to kiss you. Is that so bad?" Oh. Why had he said that? What was wrong with him? Of course wanting to kiss Scott wasn't bad. Of course not. When Kip didn't reply right away, when Kip didn't move at all, Scott let out another devastating, delighted laugh. He said, "It's not bad, Kip. I'm glad." Kip wanted to say something stupidly ridiculous, like, "Look at us. Even after all these years apart, still so perfectly in sync, we're rhyming like idiots." They were idiots, after all, that track. Or something embarrassingly earnest, like, "Don't stop. Please don't ever stop. God, let this be real, real, real." Was this real? It had to be, right? Or something crazy reckless, like, "Scott Hunter, I want you to fuck me right now in this locker room. Consequences be damned." He nearly went for this one. Nearly. But no. Instead, Kip swallowed it all down. He brought his right hand down and brushed it against Scott's wrist. He said, lightly, like his heart wasn't trying to explode its way out of his ribs, "That makes two of us." And, to Kip's surprise, it was Scott who said thank you. Because someone had to say it. Because implied wasn't enough, and this, whatever this was, whatever it would, hopefully, grow to be, this mattered. And what else could Kip say in return but, "You're welcome." You're welcome. The end.